Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today at the CEDEPROJEKT Strategy Update Q&A. I hope you had a chance to watch our strategy video presenting our long-term product outlook. We have also prepared a number of deep dives that will broaden our knowledge, your knowledge about important company topics. You can find them all on our corporate website at cedeprojekt.com. Over the next 45 minutes, together with Piotr Nielubowicz and Michał Nowakowski, we'll do our best to answer any questions you may have. So, let's start our Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the Q&A session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And the first question is from the line of Nick Dempsey with Barclays. Your question, please.
Yeah, good evening, guys. I've got three questions. So first of all, can you give us a sense of when we might see Polaris in very broad terms? I'd understand if you wouldn't want to put it on a particular month or a particular year, but in very broad terms, because you said that the six-year period that we'll see the other two games come along starts with Polaris. We'd love to get a sense of when Polaris might arrive. Second question, also on timing, really. Can you just give us a sense of how Project Orion might fit around the plans for the Witcher trilogy in terms of timing? So is it likely that you could launch Project Orion in the middle of that six-year period that you discussed? And then the third question, will the creation of the North American studio mean that cash spending will ramp up in the next couple of years, in those years out until Polaris is launched? And could it be that the group will have negative free cash flow in some of those years because of that new expense?
Thank you for the questions. I'll take the first and the second. Adam Pszczynski speaking. So in terms of dates, today we decided to share our long-term outlook mostly in terms of directions. And we said that there are two Witcher games, that there were three Witcher games in our pipeline, so released in the first place, and two of them are already in works. That was Polaris and Sirius. And for Polaris, we are preparing technologies. So this is the first project to be released on a new engine, Unreal 5. And there is a need of some extra works making this technology feasible for huge open world story-driven games. So for this project, for sure, we need some extra effort to deliver. And as we said in our strategy, the next games in the saga, so the second and the third installment, should go smoother as technology will be there and the tool set and pipelines will be there, but this is all what I can say as for now. For Orion, that's the game we are not started yet. In terms of Cyberpunk franchise, we are finishing our works on Phantom Liberty, and once this game, this expansion is released, we'll start initial works on Orion, but then this is all what I can say as for now.
And Piotr Nielubowicz, I will take the third question. And the answer is as much as I can without guiding on future results or future cash flows of the company. So in general, deploying more projects that we plan for the future will naturally mean increased cash spending, increased investments in the developments we will be working on. And at the same time, carrying out a project in North America will be more expensive compared to doing a comparable project in Poland. But we believe it's the only way to tap into the American talent pool, which we need to deliver on our ambitious production plans.
Can I have a quick follow-up on the first one? So listening to your answer there about the timing for Polaris, I mean, if the second and third games in the trilogy will appear over a six-year period beyond Polaris, therefore 3 years each on average, we're saying that this one takes more effort. So from the point where you are fully focused on that game, we're saying it could be certainly more than 3 years because you're saying that the second and third should be faster. Is that an accurate way of reading what you said?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thank you. I'll let someone else ask questions. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Matthew Walker with Credit Suisse. Your question, please.
Oh, thanks a lot, and thank you for the strategy update. Just going back to first of all to Polaris, would it be accurate to say, based on your previous answer, that it would be at least 3 years from now until we see Polaris come out, and then? Do you have a time frame for Sirius? Because Sirius has been started presumably a little bit, maybe a bit earlier by the studio. And then on Hadar, can you give us a bit of a feel? Obviously, you say it's still in conceptual stage. Can you give us a feel for what that really is? You know, even if it's a really sort of vague and general feel. And then finally, in terms of employees, how big do you think the US studio is going to be? And what are the sort of, I know you didn't really answer on the costs, but in terms of your near-term results, you know, what are we talking about in terms of additional expenses?
Hi, Adam again. So I'll take the first and the second. So as I said, we are not ready to guide any more about dates today. So I won't narrow the time frame. But what we said, we started pre-production this year, actually at the very beginning of this year in Q1. So it's already in development, the first phase of development. And in terms of Sirius, we just said that there are two games in production, so we are not guiding whether Sirius will be before or after, and of course we'll say it once we'll be ready.
All right, now this is Mihaly Vakoski. I'm gonna respond to the third one. So when it comes to Hadar, that we're at the stage, early stages of creative process of creating the foundation of the new setting, and that foundation is going to become is going to be the place where we're going to be developing a new game at some point. But we're not at this stage yet. We're not developing the game yet, and the very conceptual phase began in second half of 2021. And so we're in the exploration phase of creation of the setting, of the new foundation for the future line of games.
Piotr Nielubowicz, the last question. The North American studio will consist of teams working from Boston and the team working from Vancouver, the existing team after the Prior Road Vancouver. The team or the project will also be supported by developers from Poland. And as far as the total headcount required for such a production is concerned, I believe the best reference is Cyberpunk 2077, our most recent release, and a good reference point when thinking about development headcount for future projects of this scale. I think it's safe to assume that between 350 and 500 developers should be required at the peak of such production. In our development process. And of course, the final team size will depend on the scale of a particular project, but in this case, we rather think of a significant AAA proud continuation of Cyberpunk.
Thank you.
So as a reminder, for further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. At the moment, we do not have any questioners on the phone, and we continue with the written question.
So I can read the first written question from Piotr Poniatowski, mBank. Is the toolset prepared for Polaris and also meant to be used for Project Canis Majoris already created, or is it still being made? How long usually does it take to create such a toolset? So it's not ready yet. We've started working on this, but we signed with Epic half a year ago, and we are working on it. Of course, some tools we already have because we were using them in our Red Engine, and we are will implement them and prepare to work with Unreal. But some other tools have to be created. So we are in the initial phases of this process. And how long usually does it take? For the past productions, when we were preparing technology for each product, maybe not from scratch, but we were redoing a lot of things in technology, it usually took the technology and the game together took 4 to 5 years. That was in the past, but this time we're not guiding how much time we will need for this development.
Next question I'll read. Are you considering returning to the idea of Cyberpunk Online multiplayer as a standalone product due to noticeable improvement in Cyberpunk sales last couple of weeks? Will the Orion project from Cyberpunk franchise have online multiplayer features?
So multiplayer or multiplayer elements, depending on the project and the scale of those elements, depending on the project, we are referring only to the future games. And of course, in the core of our business and creations are story-driven, open-world role-playing games. So we are working on extending them to multiplayers. And we've just said that most of projects we announced as a codename project will have multiplayer, but we are not ready to specifically say whether this or that will have it. The next question from Kacper Koproń. Are you going to propose the general meeting of shareholders a change to the general meeting of shareholders a change in your financial goals for 2020 to 2025 ESOP regarding strategy update?
Yes, we are close to wrapping up internal work on new incentive program formula. But I would say it's not directly related to the strategy update we've just published today. We rather believe it should be a permanent part, important part of the remuneration scheme that we plan for future years at the project. So stay tuned, and soon we will be able to share our concept on how it should look with you in form of the resolution for the general meeting.
And here's the operator. We have another questioner on the phone. I would like to introduce Matti Littunen from Bernstein. Your question, please.
Thank you very much and good evening. First, a couple of questions on Canis Majoris. First of all, you say it's a fully fledged project, so should we take that to assume it's a AAA game? so to speak. The second is that, considering the toolset is still being built, should we assume that the milestone payments or the capex on the project might not start until some time from now, say over a year from now? And then the third one, I understand that you announced that there will be some DLCs to coincide with the Witcher next gen console release, thematically tied to the Netflix series. Now, would these be free DLCs, or would these be sort of small kind of microtransactions, for example? Thank you.
Hi, thank you for questions. I'll take the first one, Adam Kiczynski. So yeah, we are thinking about fully fledged AAA story-driven RPG. And today we said almost nothing except this, but soon, really soon, we'll talk more about this project, so stay tuned.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
and
as a
as
reminder...
As far as the second...
Sorry, please go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
The third question, yeah.
And the second question, as soon as we move from the research phase to the development phase, we will obviously start capitalizing this project, if I understood your question correctly.
Yes, so there's that's correct, but there's nothing to say on the time frame when that might happen.
No, not yet. We've not released any info on that today.
Got it, thanks.
Okay, on the third one, about the DLCs to coincide with the Witcher Next Gen launch tied to Netflix, these are free DLCs. We're not planning any microtransaction within the Witcher 3 Next Gen. So everybody who will upgrade or purchase the new copy will get them free of charge as part of the package.
All clear. Many thanks.
At the moment, we do not have any questioners on the phone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question via phone, please press star followed by one. And I hand back to written questions.
So another question from Kacper Koproń. The Hadar project, when do you plan to start pre-production of this title? Is the game supposed to be in the RPG genre? Michal, maybe you.
So we're not providing any specific date in terms of the start of the pre-production of the title. We're still at the phase of building that setting, and this is the part that's preoccupying the core team working on it. However, when it comes to the genre, we do certain kinds of games, and I think it's safe to assume we want to continue to do the games within that kind of genre. So you can imagine what kind of game to expect, I guess.
And we have a follow-up question from the line of Matthew Walker with Credit Suisse. Your questions, please.
Thanks a lot. So, yeah, just a couple of follow-ups, if that's okay. So, is there any update on timing and pricing for the expansion pack? Like, when in 2023 are we likely to see the expansion, and will it be priced like a normal AAA, normal new AAA title? And the other thing is just to give us a bit of a clue. I think I've asked this before, but just to try and get a bit more feel in terms of your profitability. So basically, your EBIT for 2021, was around a couple hundred million. In terms of the development cost for the new studio and for the new titles over the next few years, is that going to be basically go to zero or below zero as you ramp up expenses?
Okay, so I can start, I guess, with the... So when it comes to the update on timing and pricing for the expansion pack, that information is part of the marketing campaign, really. So when the time for that campaign comes, when we're ready to reveal that information, we'll you know, we'll come forward with that. So I don't really have specifics to share here. And it's kind of the same when it comes to answering when in 2023 we'll see the expansion. It's set to release next year, and again, we'll share more details as we are ready to, you know, share those details within the marketing campaign. I'm not sure I understood the last part, whether the expansion is going to be priced like a normal new AAA title or the following titles. I mean, the expansions traditionally are cheaper than the full price games. So if you could like specify what you meant here,
I guess that answers it, because you're saying it's an expansion, it's not a full AAA pricing.
Yeah, so the expansion pack is going to be an expansion. It's a big, it's sizable, and we're very happy with, you know, with what we're offering to the gamers. But it's not a full AAA new title.
And the second part of the question related to our future cash flows. Which, as you know, we are not guiding, so therefore I'm afraid I cannot directly answer the question.
Okay, all right, thank you.
And the next question is from the line of Nick Dempsey with Barclays. Your question, please.
I've got a couple more follow-ups, please. So the first one, as the Molasses Flood is clearly a pretty small team, is it fair to say that Project Sirius will be a much smaller game than your major AAA efforts that you've been describing? And the second one is just the business model of Project Canis Majoris. How's that going to work with an external partner? Is this a question of you funding it and then taking the revenues but giving them royalties or a fixed payment only? Can you describe how the business model will work with an external partner?
Okay, so when it comes to Molasses Flood, actually the team is right now more than 60 people, because that project is not only in Boston, there's also team members working on that project in Europe and in Vancouver, as a matter of fact. And we also intend to keep growing that team. So it's a sizable team, and it's going to be bigger by the time the project launches. So no, the project is definitely not a smaller game, and we intend to fully go behind that game when it launches. So I guess that answer. When it comes to the second one, Adam wants to chime in here.
I'll just add one thing, because we clearly say that the Molasses Flood project series is different from our past production. So don't expect another open world story-driven RPG like Witcher 3. It's a different project targeted for broader audience. So that's why we decided to acquire the Molasses Flood with their expertise and run this project by them.
Regarding the business model of our cooperation with external partner working with us on Canis Majoris, what I can say is that the project will be based on our IP, and we will be the party financing it. However, I wouldn't like to dive any deeper into details of our cooperation with our external partner.
Thank you.
As a reminder, for further questions, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Tomasz Rodak with DM Bosch. Your question, please.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my questions. First question is regards the Polaris project. As you said, the games will be released in a six-year publishing cycle, which make it like basically 3 years per second and the third game. And I just want to ask if they're going to be a full AAA experiences, like for several dozens of gaming hours, because it seems that the three-year production cycle is rather short for a AAA project. And the other question regards the Sirius game from Molasses Club. You said that it targets a broader group of players than your previous games. And however, it seems that action games, shooter games are the most popular genres, and you did those. I wonder what can be more popular unless we talk about, I don't know, my mobile game. And maybe these two questions for now.
Hi, Tomas. Thank you for questions. Adam Kiczynski, I'll take the first one. And I know it's a bold statement that we are going to release three full-fledged AAA open-world story-driven RPGs in 6 years. But we really mean it because we believe we have a plan for this. We are currently working on a solid technological foundation for all our future releases, and especially releasing Polaris will have all tools to continue streamline development on successive parts of the trilogy. Still, of course, we want to approach each game with a great ambition. So we are not cutting corners. I mean, there's no plan, any plan for this. And we believe that changing our pipelines from the past ones, when we were really, really very much into deep technological processes for each game, to start games with almost ready technology. Of course, we'll have to add some, because some technologies are always needed to create something new, but this is very different from what we've had in the past.
Yeah, I'll take the second one, Michał Nowakowski. So I can definitely say Project Sirius is not a mobile game. And when we were talking about it, I think we actually were talking about like broader demographics, which means we want to reach to people that we were not necessarily efficiently reaching through the Witcher games that we've been making so far. So imagine people who were maybe watched a TV show but are not necessarily into playing very dark themed hardcore RPG games. So this is more the kind of thinking behind that. And that's unfortunately as deep as I can go, but I hope this gives you a little bit more better picture of what we're trying to do. And obviously we're going to be talking much more about that project as the right time comes.
Yes, great. I would like to have two follow-up questions, if I may. Are some of the games mentioned in the strategy a mobile game? And the last question, just to make things more clear, Orion will be developed by this North America studios, CD Projekt North America, that consists of Boston and Vancouver, and I understand that both of them are making like serious right now. Does it mean that Molasses Flood is making serious right now? Does it mean that after Molasses Flood ends serious, it will start working on Orion?
Okay, so I can start with the first one. So none of the games mentioned in strategy are mobile games. Let's set this clear. Having said that, you know, when it comes to mobile, we did mention that we are opening up also on that front to external corporations. And you know, when we're ready, we'll tell you more. But that's the part we've been covering when it comes to the strategy and mobile games.
And I will take the second one, Adam here. So no, the Orion will be developed by the North Federated Red North America, which will consist of already existing Vancouver team and totally new team, which we are building in Boston, next to the Molasses Flat. Actually, next doors, but it's totally separate from the Molasses Flat. So Molasses Flat will stay focused on Sirius, and we are building another team in Boston to lead together with Vancouver to build Regret North America and to lead production on Orion.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As a reminder, for further questions, please click star and one on your telephone. And I hand back to written questions.
All right, so I'll read the first question from Omar Morgan Stanley. Your plans for future releases are much more ambitious than your last strategy update. What has changed? Why are you more confident you can deliver a fuller slate of content? So first and foremost, in our previous strategy update, we were not very much about pipelines, about future product plans. We were mostly or solely focused on transformation and how we are willing to approach development, what we called Red 2.0. And from that moment, the last strategy update was 1.5 years ago, we started transformation. So we are more confident, of course, because we are in after the phases of transformation, we see first positive results. We see how we can work in Agile, how we can deliver. And we have new technology, Unreal Engine 5, of course, with its challenges, but ultimately, at the end of the day, we believe that it will help streamline our development. And on top of that, we are opening Triple Red North America, which should significantly grow our capabilities in terms of recruitment. Okay, and I will read the second one. How are you thinking about the use of the third-party outsourcers to help deliver your development ambitions? Michal, maybe that's for you.
So when it comes to third party, it's not even outsourcers, it's partner, because outsourcers suggest that these are companies that help us do like a portion of the game. I mean, in some cases, they're actually working on a game per se. So we're looking for people who share our ambitions, who share our drive for quality, and who we believe are not going to deliver experience that would be inferior to what the fans of that given IP, that given franchise deserve. So we definitely don't want to cut corners with any of the game that would be done in cooperation with a third party development team.
And the third question from Omar is definitely for Piotr. How much cash do you think you need to maintain on the balance sheet during this accelerated phase of game releases?
Yes, as of the last reporting quarter, we had slightly above 1 billion zloty on our bank accounts. And what I can share with you is that we definitely aim at having decent safety buffers. We want to be self-financed, and the safety buffer in our cash was with us 4 years till now, and we do not want to change the situation. Having said that, we will balance between the revenues generated on a daily basis, continuing to sell our products, releasing new products like the ones to come in the shortest time are The Witcher 3 Next Gen Edition, Phantom Liberty expansion, and other projects later on announced today in the strategy, and at the same time continuously and gradually financing development of future games. However, we are not sharing precisely the outgoing or incoming future cash flows and therefore the future cash balances as per different future balance dates.
Okay, I can read the next question from Konrad Krasuski. What is the difference between Sirius and Polaris? And there is also a second part of that question. and what is the future for targets in incentive plan? I'm going to take the first part of the question. We sort of spoke about that in one of the previous questions. So Polaris is the next Witcher game. You may think similar to what we've been doing, in the past with Witcher 3, 2, 1, and so on. So like a continuation of the core series, and Project Sirius is the one reaching out to broader demographics through the means I discussed before. So to people who are interested in the franchise, interested in the IP, but are not necessarily into playing a hardcore role-playing game like the Witcher series we presented so far.
The second question from Konrad Krasowski, Bloomberg News, is, and what is the future for targets in the incentive plan? So as I already mentioned, we continue working on next iteration of our incentive plan. However, we plan to change it. It will not be a direct continuation or the direct multiplication of the historic programs. We plan to change a bit of the logic of it, make it more comparable with incentive plans offered by our top competitors in the global scale. As soon as we have all the details, we'll share them with you.
The next question from Morgan Stanley. Just a point of clarification, what are the two games being developed in parallel now? Would you consider the Cyberpunk DLC as one of the two games? Cyberpunk DLC and Sirius are the two ongoing development. So, first and foremost, Phantom Liberty, we don't call it the DLC. It's a huge expansion. So from the development perspective, from how you organize the production, it's very similar. It's actually the same as you produce a full-fledged game. So the first AAA project, the first AAA content we are working on, yes, this is Phantom Liberty. And the second one is pre-production of Polaris. And Sirius is on top of this because we were talking about Telepreic Red working on two AAA content developments. And Sirius is on top of that. It's run in the Monastery Slot. The next question from Maria Mickiewicz, Wood & Company. Taking into account your development plans, where would you see the size of your development team in, let's say, 3-year horizon? And to double check, are there around 800 developers now? So we are constantly looking for talent and developers. That's for sure. We have to grow. The group currently employs over 1,200 people, including nearly 800 developers, but this includes it includes GOG. In our studios, we have over 700 developers. So those are developers working on the game itself. I'm not ready to talk about the targeted numbers of people, but for sure our North American teams will grow, and we will grow our European forces as well, because those ambitious plans are based on the assumptions that we'll keep growing our creative forces.
The next question from Piotr Łopaciuk, PKO BP. Do you consider potential equity issue to finance the ambitious plans? For now, we do not have such plans, and we do not consider issuing new equity. As you know, today we've announced a buyback program, so the direction is rather the opposite.
What would be your role in Kanye's Majoris project? Purely the publisher? That was the second question from Mariamski, which was in company. Michał, that's for you, I guess.
So we obviously would be publisher for the Kanye's Majoris project. Having said that, there's also certain development and technology overlaps. So there will be parts of the project where we would be participating with in development of the project with the team that is developing this project. However, vast majority of that project will be done by that team specifically. So, like I said, participate, but not really make it. It's external, but published by us.
And there is another question, actually the follow-up question from Maria Mickiewicz. In terms of the size of the projects, would it be fair to assume that Polaris, Orion, Hadar will be a large AAA game, while the remaining two, Sirius and Kanye's Majoris, relatively smaller productions? Michał, maybe you?
Sure, I can take that. So you're correct that Polaris, Orion, and Hadar will be large AAA games. Having said that, we would definitely not call it Sirius and Kanye's Majoris smaller games. Kanye's Majoris is a AAA standalone project. Project Sirius is also an ambitious project. It's different than what you got used to in the main Witcher series. However, as I mentioned earlier, we're fully going behind it, and it's a big project for us as well.
And we have another question from the telephone. Next question is from Rafael Viadre from Citi. Your question, please.
Good evening. I was to apologize for repeating other questions. I have to say that I'm still confused a little bit about the sort of timing and the scale of the games. So if you can sort of confirm that four projects would be AAA projects, that's what I sort of understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong. If you can comment on Polaris project, which will take 6 years on publishing, but when that will sort of start, or should we count from now, that 6 year period? And then if you can say Hadar, will it be earlier, or let's say released earlier than 6-7 years from now? Thank you.
Thank you. So I'll take probably all of it. Adam Kaczynski speaking. So, starting from Polaris. Polaris is the next full-fledged open-world story-driven RPG in the Witcher universe, and it will start the saga. The saga, which means, in this case, three games. And this six-year window is starting from the release of Polaris. So we are going to release Polaris, and then within 6 years, the second and the third game in the saga, and all of them full-fledged AAA or RPGs. Hadar, we just started last year conceptual work, not on the game itself, but on the setting. For the first time, we are working on our own IP. We are incubating it internally, so we need some time to be ready to start working on the game.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So just I do apologize that the question may sound bizarre, but I do understand that it's a 6 year period. That the 6 year period can start 10 years from now or 3 years from now. That's sort of more, if you can just give us a little bit of insight. And if that is the case, then Hadar is going to be a long way project from here, from today.
So we are not talking about release dates. We've just said that we've started development as a pre-production pre-production. This is the first phase of development of Polaris in Q1 this year. And once we'll be ready to talk about dates, of course, we'll talk. But in the past, our development of big games together with technology were between 4 or 5 years. And once Polaris is released, then we are going to release the second and the third game in the saga, counting the time from the moment of release of Polaris. And then within 6 years, we believe that we'll deliver another two big games. And Hadar, really way too early to talk about dates.
I do assume that the projects that are presented here are more in a sort of chronological order. Is that correct?
No, they are not. No, they are not in chronological order. We just said that the first three games in our pipeline, which means that will be released not in chronological order, but will be released to the market first, are Polaris, Sirius, and Canis Majoris. So this is the only sneak peek to our thinking about order. So those three should be first on the market, without saying which first, which second, which third, and the rest on the rest we are not guiding.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder,
as we are running, yeah. I think
please
we're
go
running
ahead.
Out of time. Yes. I think we are running out of time, and I would like to thank you again for joining us today. If you have any follow-up questions, do not hesitate to contact our IR team directly by email. Have a nice evening. Goodbye.